Kosatu is extremely disappointed and worried about the once again increase in unemployment. Unemployment rate has increased by 0.6% over the past quarter, and that's alarm bells. We can't sustain a society where 42.6% of the country, the economically active, potentially part of the population, simply can't find work. It's worse for young people, which is about 59%. I think what is also depressing is that we've seen in the past three quarters unemployment rising each quarter. And whilst we could understand the last quarter of last year because of the crisis at Transnet, we are extremely disappointed and frustrated because we've now seen, despite the progress in rebuilding Eskom, despite some initial progress in fixing Transnet, unemployment continues to rise. And this simply says a message to government, to the private sector: we are sitting on a ticking time bomb. It cannot be business as usual. Government and business have got to go all out to grow the economy, to create jobs. It is suicide to think we can continue on this rate, and there simply is very limited political runway left. The government has got to move with speed. We have a medium-term budget statement due to be tabled at Parliament in October, and we really need to see government coming with decisive measures to grow the economy, in particular to give support to Transnet, to unlock the mining, manufacturing, agricultural sectors, to fix local government so businesses in our rural towns can have access to services to operate. It also means you've got to fix metro rail, which is key to boosting work productivity in the cities. And we also have to decisively increase, not decrease, the presidential and other public employment programs to help absorb young people, to get them into the labor market, to earn a salary, to get skills and experience necessary to find long-term unemployment. Businesses also got to come to the party to avoid retrenchments, to look at how can they absorb young people through internships and artisanship programs. But what we can't continue to do is to normalize a 42% unemployment rate. That is simply national suicide.